Patton Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have the Midnight Beast with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Unison and everything.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Are you sweaty? Did you run here?
Just a little bit sweaty.
You have wine.
I have wine. Shall we crack open the wine?
Should we?
Yeah.
This is just how it goes here. Oh boy. We've got loads of fun stuff. I haven't told you like what we're doing. I just invited you and...
I like that. Yeah. I like that we didn't see you until we were straight on air.
So I know. No prep, nothing. But do you guys want to introduce yourselves properly?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, go.
So we are the Midnight Beast. I'm Ash.
I'm Drew.
And I am Steph. We're a three-piece, I guess, comedy music act. And we've been together now for nearly 7 years.
Nearly seven years.
And I've been a super-duper Midnight Beast fan for maybe five of those years. I have told you this before when we've been drunk at parties. But if I could go back in time and tell, like, 18-year-old me that she'd be friends with the Midnight Beast, she was like, no, what?
That's awesome.
What was your introduction to Midnight Beast?
Oh, probably TikTok.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
And then, but actually, Summer in the City was the first time I ever saw you guys perform live.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
And you came on stage as well.
I
that was very
did.
Surprising for me. I turned around, see you waving around a wand.
Well, so I wasn't expecting to go on stage either.
Very good.
The listeners who don't know, Summer in the City is a big YouTube convention event that happened last weekend, and we were all out doing various things.
Yep.
Mm. I'm still not recovered from it.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm totally burnt out. It's so good though.
But I'd like just finished my last thing and I was like, I'm so dead. I need to go to my hotel room and change and shower and all these things. And I was walking past the main stage and I heard Les Be Friends. I heard you performing. I was like, oh my God. And so I like snuck my head round just to be like, I want to just experience this. Oh. And then Becky was like, Hannah, are you going to get on stage, wave this wand around and dance? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I had like all these bags of stuff and like my coat on, and I was like, okay, fine. I was like a zombie.
You smashed it. You did it very well.
You guys smashed it. You were really brilliant.
Waving.
It was so much fun. It really was. Yeah, we haven't played live in ages, so it was a nice kind of like thing to be back. And we've never done Summer in the City. That was our first one.
Yeah. How did you find it? That was like my fifth.
Wow.
Loved it.
It was great.
It was a shame we hadn't done it before, I think.
Yeah.
But now you're like fully in the YouTube community.
Yeah.
Been accepted. It's quite nice.
6 years later.
Taking you on. I want to like initiate you.
Okay.
That's the right word, isn't it?
I think so.
To the show. For your initiation, we need to find out what your names mean.
Okay.
On Urban Dictionary.
Are we in the Urban Dictionary?
Well, everyone is. Ashley, do you want to go first?
Steffi,
do you want to go type in Ashley? I see you going to the computer.
I'm going to type in just Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley.
Okay.
And we're going to see what it means.
Boom.
All right.
A badass motherfucker who won't take no shit off nobody.
Just saying, I have looked up myself in the dictionary before. So I mean, Ashley Horn, you might get something different.
But look at this quote. That girl is about to get the Ashley knocked out of her.
That's not right. Don't know about that.
I want to know what just Ash is.
Ash.
Let's find out.
Let's see.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
That ass prick from Pokemon.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
He's great.
I used to fancy Ash from Pokemon.
Oh, really? What was it about him that made you...
His name.
Oh, really? The name? Just the name?
No. His cartoonness, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I used to fancy the female hedgehog from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh. Yeah. I can see that.
She was hot.
I mean, that's an animal and a cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, I used to fancy... What's his face? Robin Hood the fox.
Yeah.
All animals.
Oh, yeah. And then the female fox of that.
Maid Marian. Yeah.
Maid Marian.
And then, have you guys seen Zootropolis?
Yes.
The fox in that, voiced by Nick Bateman. Oh my God.
And that's pretty recent.
Still as a 24-year-old, just like. It's the animals. They'd really do it for me. Right, boys, let's do you as well.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Stefan.
Alright, here we go.
Stefan.
Oh, wow.
It's a long one.
A sex machine, some may call him.
Ooh.
Usually has bitches talking about how good looking he is and how badly they want to suck his dick. And have him come in their eye.
Wow.
Drew, are you writing this?
That's
all very
like
sexual.
You.
Have you seen the caption below?
No. OMF FG. Stefan busted. No.
What did you say?
Steph, do you want to read that?
Stefan busted in my eye last night. It tastes like Coca-Cola. Mmm, good. I love him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good.
That is way
with words there.
Yeah.
Hashtag all night long, apparently.
Oh, right.
All
okay.
of you have got shortened what? Names that you use just as much, so.
Yeah.
So Steph is beautiful body, beautiful eyes, beautiful personality. Oh, no one else like her. Once you get to, once you know Steph, you'll never forget. Right,
amazing.
Drew, your turn. I think we're going to have to do Andrew and then we'll do Drew.
All right. Right.
Okay. This is how it works.
This is how it rolls.
Ultra cool. Oh, usually hot or at least sort of cute.
Sort of cute.
Awesome sense of style, music and humour. Sexy, awesome kisser.
I can vouch for that.
Very nice.
What? Right, computer says no.
What about Drew then?
What about Drew? Let's find out what...
This is insane. True.
Courageous, heroic, maliciously sly. Ooh. Interesting. Witty, funny, outrageously good looking. And then in capitals, outrageously good looking. Apparently God's gift to the world.
Oh, I want that one. That's good. Well, that is amazing.
You don't want people
someone's
to want you to come
no,
in their
I
eyes.
No, I don't. I want that.
I don't get it.
I don't. Mate, come on.
Catchphrases. Oh, wow.
Love
God,
that.
Urban Dictionary what is a funny place.
What does that quote mean? Drew is like Dantat, yellow and sweet and good to eat. What is that?
What is Dantat? Are we going to
have
to...
It must be an American thing.
Who knows?
I like that one. That's made my day.
Yeah.
Aw, you're nice. Welcome.
Thanks, Hannah.
Very nice.
That's nice.
Should we do my name?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see what that says.
But are we going to do Hannah and then Han?
Yeah, what's
some people
nickname?
Call me Han, but a girl with class, grace, poise and elegance.
Ooh.
I'll take that.
Audrey Hepburn was a real Hannah.
I don't feel like that right now because I'm wearing an incredibly short skirt on a stool. I didn't think this through.
Elegance.
Yeah.
Nice. What about Han?
Han. I don't know. Let's see.
Han.
Oh, but it's come up with Hans. But that's a person who is constantly badass mofo.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I mean,
there
I'll take go. That kind yeah. of, although it's not really my name.
No, I reckon we should buy the mug of each of our names. You can do it. Right
or a T-shirt.
You can buy a mug?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh,
we could save our money, couldn't we?
And, sponsored by Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. Buy the mug.
Buy the mug. Yeah. All right, okay, so we're going to play another little game. That
sure.
I've made up again.
Sure.
Running theme here.
Running theme.
Just making things
it's
up.
It's just inside of my brain.
I like that.
And it's called Shitter Twitter.
Oh,
and
right.
here's where we'd put a jingle if we had a jingle.
Shitter.
Maybe it should have like a toilet sound or something.
Yeah, that would be
And
good.
Then like a...
Nice.
Like Twitter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Bit of both. Yeah. Same time.
All of the things.
What was that? What was that?
That was the Twitter whistle. didn't hear you give a go?
The Twitter whistle.
Mine would just be a groan.
That's good. You guys are good.
You guys are alright.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
Bit high, that.
So, we're all pretty active on Twitter, I'd say.
Yeah.
And we've got some people following us. But there are some things that we write out that never see the light of day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it was because we were drunk when we were writing it and then we forgot to press send. Yeah. Which is always like better than when you're drunk and you're writing it and you do press tweet.
Yeah. Mm.
So I thought we'd just go through our Twitter drafts.
Nice.
If you have any great Twitter drafts, please tweet them at us. Like, actually tweet those drafts at FUBAR Radio. Or if you're scared of publicly tweeting them...
They won't be drafts anymore. Yeah.
Then email hannah@fubarradio.com and just embarrass yourselves along with us. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'll start. Okay.
Okay,
I'm having a look in here.
I'm
oh, here's
excited.
What's happening?
No, having a giggles.
Okay, so this is one that I wrote that I think I saved in my drafts because I was planning on like expanding on the point that I was making,
okay,
but I
sure.
didn't quite know
got
what to say and I didn't get there. So it literally just says, marriage increases a man's life expectancy and reduces a woman's.
That's funny.
But no, it's not funny,
that?
It's true.
Oh, yeah, funny because it's true.
It's true. Because if you research, like, the actual like health benefits of marriage. Men have so many health benefits of marriage. They live longer, they're just generally like healthier, and a woman like is actually more likely to die
quicker.
Why is that?
Because if a woman marries a man, then it's just like he's way happier because women are great, and she's way sadder because men aren't as great. Well, maybe that's a theory.
That's, come on.
Just throwing
that's
it out
there.
Personal preference.
I don't know what the reason is, but it is like there is scientific evidence that the life expectancy and health benefits thing is true.
Sorry about that, ladies.
So, if you're a woman, don't get married. That's what you're saying, because...
But don't get married to a man.
A man.
Just don't get married to an arsehole.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So that's all men, right? Is that what you're saying?
No.
All right. Do any of you boys have a happier tweet draft?
I have one that I added Lucy Pie, and pie is three E's, and I said... Nice. Welcome to the club. And I never sent it.
That's her. She's waiting for that.
Do you remember what that was like referring to?
Can you find out? I can't find out. No. Oh, no, here we go. Yeah. So I'd posted a pun from our new Pokemon parody, plug. Sure. And I said, you better keep your mouth shut. And she said, I think Pokemon puns are my new favourite thing.
Ooh.
And I typed, nice, welcome to the club, and I didn't send it.
Don't get it.
Probably like ran out of like maybe went into a bit with no signal or something and it just got saved to draft.
So Lucy Pie, I'm sending you this tweet in 3, 2, 1 tweeted.
What a guy. Like Love 2 weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that.
Alright,
Drew, what's yours?
I haven't got any.
Oh wait, no, this is one, isn't it?
I don't believe that.
Isn't it? This one that I gave to you.
One that he's trying to get him right in.
So Ash, do you want to read that one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, passing the phone.
Oh great, love this one. This blank page. It says...
Something coarse.
Should I just read out one of mine?
Yeah, read out one of yours.
Okay, that was a really funny joke for radio. Okay, so...
Okay.
Here we go. It says... I mean, they're all boring. They're all very boring. We got a few songs ready to drop. If we played them to people, would people be like, who dat?
It's good that you didn't post that one.
Yeah, it's good that one didn't go out.
There was a reason for it.
On the video that we did on my channel, there was there was a comment that just kept on reappearing. It was just like, oh, I had no idea these guys were still a thing.
Yeah, I know. That's always a nice
comment. And I was like, oh.
That's always a nice comment. That guy keeps on plugging.
Nice.
Just keep reminding yourself.
Keep reminding.
Okay, I see that this is just going to become me embarrassing myself. Oh, wait, no, there's one here that says... Are Meghan Trainor and Amy Schumer equivalents for the music and comedy industries your problematic fave?
Oh.
As in, like, everyone loves them, but also everyone kind of has a problem with them and they've done some messed up stuff.
Definitely. I can agree with that. But were you scared to put it out because of the opinion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's
What's
just
the messed up stuff they did?
Just generally, some people don't think Amy Schumer's funny. I think she's very funny.
She's also very funny.
But a lot of people... I've seen online who are like who are plus size are bothered by her, like, basically her career and her funniness is her being like, I'm not skinny.
Yeah.
And then there was like this article that was written or something where she was like listed as like one of the most amazing like plus size women, and then she was all like, I'm not plus size. And then they were like, you can't make jokes, like, basically make your whole career around being plus size and then also be like, well, no, but I'm not like that.
Yeah.
No, I get that with Meghan Trainor. I definitely get that.
And then Meghan Trainor, like, in her body positive song was like, skinny bitches.
Yeah,
so people have an issue with that. I don't know.
Yeah,
that was
a
thought I had, and I was like,
not good thought. That, yeah.
Problematic fave.
That is the problem with Twitter, is that you think it makes sense to voice your opinion, but at the same time,
sometimes you can't deal with that shit.
No.
I tweeted about Suicide Squad and not liking it, and then DC fans just came and like were like, fake fan, read the comics. And I was like, no.
If a film doesn't sell itself in the film, surely you could say you're not into the film.
Exactly.
No, it's an opinion. I said the same thing about Dobby's death in Harry Potter.
What about it? What
I said I didn't cry. I
hadn't seen it.
Oh.
People were like,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I haven't seen it.
I've not seen Harry Potter.
Spoiler.
No. Probably shouldn't be listening to Hannah Witten if you've not seen Harry Potter.
Dobby dies, Snape dies, Dumbledore dies, Fred Weasley dies, Lupin dies, Tonks dies.
Genuinely haven't seen any of them. So.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm joined in the studio by musician and also my flatmate, Lauren Aquilina.
Hi!
Hey!
This is so funny because obviously we're like, hi, how are you? But we literally saw each other like a few hours ago.
I know.
We live together.
Yeah, we live together. What's that about? What's it like living with me?
Good. So, you know, I'll give you a full report at the end of the year, but like,
okay,
in the first 2 months, it's been good. I've never lived with another girl before.
I've like only lived with women, but, and now I live with like
a girl and a boy.
Interesting dynamic.
So yeah, it's nice for me to have another girl around. Female
a bit
energy.
More estrogen. Yeah. There's always face masks in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as a new guest on the show, we have a little thing that we do to like initiate a guest. We need to find out what your name means on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever looked up your name on Urban Dictionary before?
No, but is that a thing?
Well, I didn't know this was a thing until we were just messing around, and then we're like, oh, there's like every human's name under the sun on Urban Dictionary.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, here we go. Lauren.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Oh,
a beautiful girl who makes you go crazy. I mean, true.
That's a good one, to be honest. Like, you should be...
That's the top definition. Wait, are there more definitions?
Maybe.
That's...
Oh, here we go.
Someone who hides so much and still manages to keep her head up high. The one who isn't afraid to say what she means. The one who all of the guys want her for her looks at first, but then realise what she really is. One of the most purest, most beautiful human beings on the planet.
Inside,
it sounds like I wrote these.
Yeah. Did you?
I didn't.
Is this some song lyrics from one of your songs about yourself?
Yeah, it should be, though.
I think
self-love and all that.
I think this is where you should come to find inspiration for your next song.
I did not know this was a thing. What's your name mean?
We looked it up and I've already forgotten. Something about me being incredible, probably.
I thought they were all going to be like rude. I thought mine
Some
was going to be like
rude.
A slut.
I'm a girl with class, grace, poise and elegance. But that's the top definition. I wonder if like other ones are...
Sexier than all other of the female gender.
Yes!
Hannahs are unbelievably cool. This is primarily because their name can be spelt backwards.
I mean, yeah, you can have me anyway. That's clearly what it's trying to say. Is that it? I don't know. Brilliant. Okay, if you guys don't know, Lauren is a musician, singer, songwriter, pop star. She's met Taylor Swift, guys.
I have.
I live with someone who has met Taylor Swift. That's enough to say, really. All right, guys, we're going to play another little game that I made up as well. Well, I don't know if I made up this game, but I made up the name, and it's called Shitter Twitter, which is basically where we go through our Twitter drafts and read them out for you to, you know, hear the things that go through our heads that don't quite make it to public Twitter. If you have any hilarious tweet drafts...
Please send them in, because
please, yeah.
I feel like they show who people really are.
This is true. Like, it's a real look into your soul when you go into someone's Twitter drafts. So if you have any fun ones that you want, fun or serious ones that you want to share with us, tweet them at FUBAR Radio, or if you don't want to make your Twitter drafts public, but it'll still be public because we'll be reading them on the radio.
Yeah, but we don't have to read anyone's name.
This is true. You can email hannah@fubarradio.com. I obviously did this last week, and I read a few of my tweet drafts last week. I've got maybe a couple new ones, but I can't remember. A week ago was just so long ago.
It was so long ago.
I can't remember which ones I've read out. So, Lauren, I'll let you go first.
Okay. I feel like mine, like, aren't that funny. But I have one from, this must have been from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It just says, I just thought to myself, I wonder when there will be a Spotify equivalent, but for movies. Netflix, Lauren. That is what Netflix is. That's obviously just, I've just been like home alone for a long time. And I was like, oh, I just want to watch a movie, but how do I do that?
And then you're like, wait a second. I really need Netflix to, like, to be able to download stuff from Netflix and be able to watch offline.
Yeah.
Like, plane journeys.
Like Spotify, you can save things to be available offline.
Exactly.
Obviously, you can't save everything, but...
But you have, like, a limited amount or something that you can save. Like, you know, if you're going...
Going on a plane or something.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I want to watch all these episodes of Orphan Black.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that would be so good. When would they introduce that?
I don't know, but...
Even if you had to, like, pay a bit more for
like
that,
an extra 50p per download, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Take my money,
like, it would be like a rental, right? So you would just... You could download it, and then after 2 days, like, you'd get it, they'd get it back or something.
Maybe you'd rent it to watch it offline.
Yeah.
Oh. Netflix, hit us up about this.
Yeah, we should pitch that idea.
Hashtag spawn. If we haven't thought Netflix. Of it already.
I've got one here that I don't think I read out last week. It's also pretty boring. But it's just, I'm so intimidated by people with good aesthetic.
Oh my god, me too. I had a real moment today when I was just like, do you know what? My Instagram is never going to look good. I just need to stop trying to make it look like it's all come from the same moment, you know?
Like the same colour scheme.
I don't know how people do it. I have no idea.
I feel like they don't take pictures on their phone. And I think they must take the pictures on a nice camera.
I think because some of the pictures like aren't great quality, but then when you go on their profile, it just like it looks so pretty. And I'm like, I feel like there's some like secret app that we don't know about where it just makes them all look the same.
Just like what's the word? Conglomography. That's not a word.
Something like that. Yeah.
No. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
But that is so true. I totally agree with you on that.
But it's not just Instagram aesthetic. It's just like their clothes, their home.
Almost like everything that they do has to fit in with their aesthetic.
They're just so on brand.
Do you know, I've seen you know how the classic one at the moment is on Instagram is like everything is very bright and white and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen like loads of people going to Greece this year because you know Greece is exactly like that. Like everything is white and blue and light colours. I reckon they're just going for Instagram.
Wow. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I believe that.
I mean, Greece is also very nice. I've never been, but it looks amazing.
Maybe we should go for the Instagrams.
We should go for the Instagrams. Our Instagrams would be so beautiful.
It'd be so lit. I just used lit. I never used lit before. Should I use lit again? I don't think it's part of my aesthetic.
I think lit was hit its peak about 6 months ago, but I've only just started using it as well.
I only just heard of it like a month ago. God damn it.
I'm so
behind. Speaking of like aesthetic and personal brandy stuff though, I literally just scrolled past this thing on Twitter today. I didn't click on the article. I think it was from Jezebel or something. And it said that Tyra Banks is now a co-teacher of an MBA, so Masters in Business, I think. I don't know what it means, but it's a degree kind of thing in America at Stanford in personal branding.
Oh my God, I want to take that course.
I was just like, Jezebel's not a satirical website. So I was like,
You can do a degree on Lady Gaga now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sure that I saw something like 2 years ago that was like, there's one university where you can do a whole degree on Lady Gaga and like pop culture and her influence and stuff. Amazing.
That is intense.
I would do that.
You'd be like, yeah, sign me up. How much do I have to pay?
I didn't go to uni, so that would be like, you know.
That would work for you, I think.
Yeah.
As well. It would still be very much on your brand to go study Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Maybe I would be better at music.
Don't say that. Have you got any more fun ones?
This one is quite funny because it's true. My boyfriend and I had never had a serious argument until we took different sides on the Taylor versus Kimye situation.
Oh, wow. Well, you were team Taylor, obviously. I know you're, like, Taylor's biggest fan.
And also, I'm like, just don't like misogyny.
So you're like, yay, women! Oh, interesting. Is that the whole, like, the Snapchat thing?
Yeah, it's, like, really complicated, but basically Kanye said in a song, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that bitch famous.
Yeah.
Taylor then obviously was like, I didn't agree to that being released. And then Kim posted on her Snapchat a video of Kanye on loudspeaker on the phone to Taylor with Taylor saying yes to the I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex line.
Yeah, but not the bitch line or something.
Yeah, but not the I made that bitch famous line. And the fact that they filmed the phone call is just like super shady in my opinion.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal as well.
Is it?
Like, recording a phone call without someone's knowledge.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, whenever you call up, like, your bank or something, it's like, this call may be recorded for training purposes because it's illegal for them to record it without you knowing that it's being recorded. I don't know how it works when it's, like, a personal phone call.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the rules are.
I just think that's super shady.
It was hilarious, though.
It was
funny. If I distance myself and don't see any of the people involved as real people, then it was fucking hilarious. Just the shitstorm on Twitter. It like made my morning.
Yeah.
But then like an hour later I forgot about it.
Everybody loves drama. They really
Let's be real.
I've got a Twitter draft here that just says, Googling the meaning of sore and erect nipples, ..
Oh, wow.
That's because this was yesterday, and I
told you before, Hannah, don't self-diagnose. Everything will take you to brain cancer. Well, everything leads back to cancer.
This one took me to breast cancer.
Oh, classic. That is classic.
Classic Google. Well, this is because of my new series on my YouTube channel, The Hormone Diaries, where I've, come off the pill because I haven't had a period in 7 years, and I'm, waiting for my body to, bleed. I'm, so ready. But I haven't bled yet. It's been, weeks since I've come off the pill, and I'm just like, where's my period at? And so every slight change in my body, I'm just, hyper.
It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah. And I don't know what they mean because I just woke up yesterday, and also today they were still, slightly sore, and they were just, so erect, and I wasn't cold because it's bloody hot at the moment, and just sore. Just,
I hope when it happens that you, scream down the stairs,
Lauren!
It's happening!
Lauren! I will make sure I do.
It's true friendship. By the way, somebody has tweeted me with how, the trick to how you get your Instagram to look nice.
Oh my god, wait, what?
Look, this
what?
Is this is a tutorial. Apparently.
Okay, what's
And
it
I actually kind of knew this. There's this app called Visco Cam.
Oh, Visco, yeah.
And you just basically
use the same filter.
You start with one photo and you make the settings how you want them.
Yeah.
In terms of the filter, the contrast, the brightness and stuff, and then you can copy and paste the settings onto every photo. But I still think the photos have to be
the same.
A certain way.
Because I do that with my pictures. I use a different app and I have the same I just use the same filters
filter
on it and stuff.
Yeah.
But what I'm just staring. They look the colouring is so good.
It is
this
so good.
This aesthetic is just very pleasing to me. Damn you! But anyway,
I want to learn how to do this. I'm
going to
try. Whilst I'm on holiday, this is a good time to try because I'm going to have super nice pics.
I still don't get it though because, you said, it's not just the filters. The photos themselves have to be kind of taken in similar light. I can't believe we're getting so into this.
That tweet was from Niall, by the way. I feel like I should shout
him out. Thanks, Niall, for your help.
Thank you
Please
so much.
Please also
You're an angel.
Teach us how to take photos that look the same as well. I think that's also where we're kind of lacking. But yeah, so my sore and erect nipples.
Anyway, getting back to the real stuff.
Business, Lauren.
Sorry.
Basically, one of the things said it's a post-menstrual symptom, not a pre-menstrual symptom. So there is a fly in this studio, and did I get it?
I think you did.
Did I get it?
I think you just got that in one go.
Nah.
I'm reporting you to animal rights.
Oh, no! Wait, no, there it is! The bastard. So if you hear random clapping throughout the rest of the show, it's just me trying to squish this fly. So it's a post-menstrual symptom. So it's not I'm about to come on my period. It's you just had a period, and I'm no, I didn't.
That doesn't happen to me after I've had a period.
Well, not everyone has the same symptoms, though, so...
True.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just ooh, owie, owie.
I reckon, I reckon that means it's coming,
any
soon.
Minute now. I will keep you guys informed.
What happens if it just never comes?
Then I'm going to go to the doctors. I think that's the logical next step, don't you?
See, I'm that as such a blessing.
Well, this is what everyone's telling me, oh, you're crazy, you're so lucky that you've not had a period in so long, and why would you change that? I'm well, I'm just at this place now, and I've been talking to a lot of people who feel the same. I think it's I just want my body to do its thing,
yeah,
and be itself. Oh, that wasn't me clapping that time. That was Lauren, the murderer, the fly murderer.
No, I didn't. It
is annoying though. It's just where is it?
Just came a bit too close to my face. It was in my personal space. I was dude, no.
Okay, guys.
Enough about your nipples.
Enough about my nipples. Well, I could talk about my nipples for days.
I know. I live with you.
The other thing I've noticed is that I think my boobs are smaller, but
I don't. I'm looking at them right now.
Well, this is the thing. It's really weird because they're not, my bras aren't too big for me, so, clearly they haven't got any smaller. Maybe it's just the mirror that I have. And because I've only, I only recently moved in, and so...
Or maybe it's, maybe you've just... generally lost weight from coming off the pill.
But then my bra would not fit the same, you know?
But if you've lost weight everywhere,
But actually, my bras were too small for me because I gained, I don't know. Guys, it's so complicated.
Sorry for
female
all the,
hormones
all the men
and
listening.
All of that. Well, no, you should learn about this. There's so much going on with our bodies that you just don't know about, and you just need to know the shit that we have to go through, the things that we think about. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, because normally, this is going to sound so strange, but normally when I look at myself naked in the mirror, I'm just like not too excited about my boobs. And now I'm just like, they look good. But maybe.
I'm happy for you. Everybody should be excited about their boobs.
Everyone should be.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
In the studio, having me, my dear friend, Bethan Ledley.
Wait, it's about time.
I know, aka Musical Bethan.
Yes, on YouTube. I make videos with music and stuff. Yeah, that's the best way to talk about me.
I'm really excited to have you here. So, when a new guest comes on my show, Beth.
Right.
What we do is we have to initiate them to the Hannah Whitten Show.
Okay.
Through finding out what their name means on Urban Dictionary.
Brilliant. I'm excited.
Have you done this before? Have you looked yourself up on Urban Dictionary?
Well, because it's Bethan. I think it's slightly religious. I know it's Welsh, Bethan.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all I know about it. I'm pretty sure I have checked before, but go ahead. Surprise me.
Okay, let's do it. We'll do Bethan.
Okay.
And then we'll also do Beth.
Okay.
Because you're both.
I wonder what Ledley means as well. All these things are exciting.
Here we go. It says,
a Welsh name which is not Bethany. That is so true.
There you go. Yep. It says, it is my name and I get annoyed how often I call Bethany. What?
Same. Yeah, no, same. You don't understand. Like, okay, right. So if you go
is
to Wales.
Is this the problem?
Yeah. If you go to Wales, everyone is called Bethan. So everyone knows how to say it. It's so weird because I was in Cardiff this week.
Wait, how does a Welsh person say it?
Bethan. It's the same name. It's just when you go down the south, Bethan is a less common name, and so people, you go up to them and you go, oh hi, my name's Bethan, and they go, oh, Bethany. Like, literally, I've had
really?
Yeah,
wow.
I've had like entire like panels and seminars where I've been talking on, and the like moderator has been like, Bethany, and the people that know my name, you can just see them chuckling from the audience because they know how much I hate it. So,
oh wow.
I mean, it's a lovely name, but it's just not my name.
Just not your name.
Yeah.
And there's an example that's given here, and it says actual MSN conversation.
Wow.
And it says Jason says, hi, are you okay? Where are you from? Bethan says, do you want to, I'll be Jason, you be
okay,
Bethan.
Okay.
Okay, so, hi, are you okay? Where are you from?
I don't want to say this in a Welsh accent.
don't.
Yeah. Hey, I'm from Wales. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Cool. I'm from Houston. Oh, he's Texan. No, I'm not going to do it. I was like about to try
yeah.
Texas. I actually used to live in Texas.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That's another story. Okay. I'm very well. So your name's Bethany? Nice.
I'm actually Bethan. It's Welsh.
Oh, sorry. Well, that was great.
Yeah. MSN days, guys. Living it.
MSN. Okay, let's do Beth. Maybe there'll be something more exciting for Beth.
Yeah, I feel like my name isn't really that exciting, but hey. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you want to read this
out? Yeah, sure. Okay. That girl, you just can't find anything to bitch about. Well, that's nice. Always really nice, but never too nice. Fair. Generally quite smart and can be blushingly nerdy.
Blushingly nerdy. Interesting.
But the type of nerd that everyone loves. Has an awesomely wicked sense of humor that's so witty and can burn people to the ground. Someone everyone wants to be friends with.
Cool.
Well, I feel like that was written by a Beth. Though,
yeah,
like I feel like no one would just write that about a Beth. Like,
and then the examples are, wow, isn't Beth so nice? And man, Beth's smart and funny. She just cut me so bad.
What? Is that, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like me.
This definition was submitted by Jeremy Emerton.
Okay, so it wasn't by a Beth
in 2008. Maybe he was going out with someone called Beth.
Maybe.
Or maybe this is Beth's online pseudonym.
Interesting. Jeremy Emerton.
Shout out just Jeremy Emerton.
Yeah, man. 2008.
All right. It's time to play.
Woo!
Shitter Twitter.
Yes!
If you guys have any tweet drafts stored in your phone, we want to hear them. Yeah, basically. Tweet them at FUBAR Radio, or if you're too afraid to actually tweet them from your own Twitter account, then you can email them to us, hannah@fubarradio.com, and that'd be fun. I have to admit that I think I have like two or three this week.
I have quite a few.
Just because I do this every week, and so some weeks I just don't, you know, you don't create many tweet drafts. So Beth, do you want to go first?
Oh, mine are really depressing. I would like to
add. I can't wait.
So the first one on my list is just fuck you.
Like, who's that about? Do you remember?
Do you know what context?
I wish that tweet drafts had like the date next to them of like when
you
wrote them and saved them.
It doesn't actually say when it was. It just says
fuck you.
Just a straight up fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it just says straight up fuck you.
So I think that was kind of like how I was feeling at the time. I can't actually remember what the context
I imagine.
Was. Oh, okay, right. I think this is a good one for life advice, but I felt like I didn't want to be too emotional. So there is a tweet that says, you need to know yourself before you let someone else put up with your shit.
I like that because
I think that's a good...
I think it's like... It sounds like it's about to go all, like, preachy and wishy-washy, and then you're like, put up with your shit. And I'm just like, I'm into that.
I think that's a true advice to give to life. I think it's good to know yourself before you start, like, relying on other people to look after you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I feel like you need to know how to deal with your own shit.
Yeah, totally. You don't, like, someone else... I say this all the time when it comes to, like, relationships and stuff like that. Other people need to be an addition to your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never... Do you know what I mean? Like, they add to your life. You need to know yourself and you need to own yourself before you let someone else in.
Yeah, I'm going away next week, and so I was filming a bunch of videos today to kind of, like, get ahead of schedule. And one of them is about being single, and that's kind of one of the things I was talking about in it, about just how I'm super capable
as a human
on my own.
Absolutely loads in here.
Okay,
I could go on forever.
I can't wait. Oh, Jesus Christ, Hannah. It's another one about masturbation.
Oh, my God.
This is the thing. I have a lot of subtweets about masturbation just because I'm like, it's something that I think is some... Like, I just think it's hilarious and I want to share, and it might be something that I would message personally to a friend, and then I, like, write it down in a tweet and don't send it because I'm like, maybe too far.
Maybe too much.
This one says, I'm thinking of adding a little subtle sign in my book to mark every point that I had to take a break from writing to masturbate.
That is amazing. That is so good. Talking about, you writing about sex too much makes you horny.
No, basically. But for real!
But for real, though!
But for real, though, writing my book, like, not in all of the parts of my book, some bits of the book is like...
I'll be disappointed if your book doesn't make me horny. If you're masturbating that much over you're writing your book.
Do you know what? I'm going to be real. I don't think I've masturbated so much...
What?
During this time,
you're kidding.
Of writing this book, but
that's
maybe,
awesome.
But maybe that's because I'm just working from home a lot more.
Yeah, that's
than I am.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
So I'm just like,
what? Like, okay, you can't tell, but I've got the quotation marks in my hands right now. Working from home. That's what it is. It's like masturbation is working.
It's just working from home.
Okay,
but also it's just like I don't drink tea. I don't take tea breaks. I don't smoke. I don't take cigarette breaks. But I'll take masturbation breaks.
Yeah,
and I'm. My bed's right there.
Do you know what I find funny?
What?
Is that we have the same manager, and I would love it.
Oh, God!
This radio show right now and just seeing a different side to us completely.
It wouldn't really be a different side. So
no, it would be... You're exactly the same in real life, let's be honest.
Beth and I have the same manager. Mm. And it's so funny because of the hormone diaries that I'm doing. There's like, we're talking to some brands to maybe like sponsor an episode or two or whatever.
Yeah.
And before I had my period, I basically, he was just like, oh, like, blah, 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 this is the time frame for it. And I'm just like, well, I can't do that sponsored video until I have a period because otherwise...
Oh my God,
otherwise it wouldn't make sense. And so I was genuinely emailing James.
Saying, I haven't got my period yet. You
just
need
like,
to wait.
By the way, just updating him.
Yeah.
Just updating him
that's
on his period.
Amazing. And that's the only context that would ever happen in as well.
Just texting him like, not bleeding yet. And then...
That's amazing. Yeah.
He knows now.
And bear in mind, if, like, nobody watching this knows James, but we know James very well. And he's so lovely. But it's just, like, if you knew him as a person, you know how funny that was particularly. Yeah, anyway. Do you want some more Twitter drafts?
Yeah.
I've got so many. Okay,
yeah.
Right. So, everyone talks about how girls are really confusing. Least girls will tell you how you feel. Dumb bullshit.
Oh, wow. You were mad that day.
I was so mad.
And I felt like
someone
so
hurt
cute,
you that day.
I don't know who.
I'm very glad you didn't tweet that, though. Yeah, I don't tweet. Well, I do tweet shit like that. But it's less because I put them in drafts. I feel like, there's some truth to that, though. Guys are less inclined to say how they feel than girls. Like, I always talk about how I feel 24/7. No holding back. So.
It's good. It's good to have filters on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of filters on Twitter, I've got a tweet draft here that just says, tweeting from the toilet, it happened. but the context is, I think I sent a tweet yesterday or the day before or something that was just like, I was writing like the final bits of my book. I'm just like so close to the end now.
Yeah.
And I was saying that like it was making my stomach hurt. And, like, I'm so nervous.
Oh, I saw that tweet, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, like, I'm so nervous. Like, I've got a stomachache. Maybe, like, writing makes me need to do a nervous poo. And I did. I went and did a poo. And I was
saw that as well. Yeah. I think I favorited that tweet.
Maybe. And so I was like sat on the toilet and I like hit, you know, like when you reply to your own tweet, and I was just like, haha, tweeting from the toilet, it happened. Yeah. But then I didn't send that because I was like, maybe too much.
Saying nervous poo. Yeah. I feel like I could relate to that though. Everyone needs a good nervous poo every once in a while.
Nervous poos.
What have I got here? Oh, I've got half a draft tweet here. So it's clear that I like started writing it. And
I love
I was
those
like,
ones. Those are my favorite.
So sick of thinking about someone all the time when they're a... And that's it!
Oh, what were they being? When they're a dick?
I don't know. I guess an arsehole. A dick. I think I was thinking like, I'm thinking about this person and not thinking about me. Aww. That's so depressing. That's like my life though, man. Like, I'm like the worst. I'm such a... No, seriously, this is why I don't date people, because I'm so sappy. This is like a good thing.
I don't even know what I'd be like in a relationship.
Yeah. I've got one that isn't about a relationship here.
Okay, good.
There's two Asian girls next to me on the train, and they look like models, and I just caught myself watching them sleep and was like, wait.
You absolute creep.
Yeah, it literally sounds so creepy. That
and I was like, wait. Yeah. What am I doing?
And I've got some song lyrics here, which is again from Moose Blood, who we listened to earlier. It says, it's been a while since I saw you. You don't look the same. You taste different too.
Ooh.
I like that one. Ooh. It's a good lyric. Mm. I think that's all my good drafts.
Which bit of them are you tasting?
I hope the fun part. Oh god, that's
so
sad.
Oh my
god,
don't put me and Bethan in a room together with wine.
With wine, yeah, we're the worst. This is not how we should be on a radio station. Very, very proper and appropriate.
Yeah. I only have one more tweet draft, but it's really boring.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear it. We can make it more interesting. Let's give
it just
some fake
says,
context.
It just says, can't wait to read some good YA after Middlesex. This book has killed me. Which
nice.
Is the book that we're currently reading for the Banging Book Club, and it's just so long and difficult. And I just really want to read some YA novels because that'll be so much easier! God damn it!
Oh my
shouting.
God.
I'm so sorry if you're listening with headphones. I'm so sorry. Oh, we've got some people tweeting in their drafts. Shell, I'm sorry I just shouted you out, but you tweeted it, so. From her drafts, it says, I just called you her. I don't know if you're her. Sorry. Why don't you quit being a dick and apologize, you the shit you're doing?
All the shit you're doing, I think that's supposed to say.
I don't care. I hope that this draft also has a typo in it, because that makes it funnier to me.
Yeah.
Why don't you quit being a dick and apologise, you, the shit you're doing? I'm into
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
I like it.
I mean, yeah, I think we can all relate to that.
We love the aggressive... That's not even a subtweet. But is it a subtweet if you're...
It's totally a subtweet.
But it's like... It's very direct, but it's not like mentioning the person in it, and it's also yeah.
No, but they're totally thinking about somebody whilst they're tweeting.
Yeah,
that's like you're not just gonna you gotta tweet someone because you kind of want them to see it, or you want to see people that they know to see it. Like that's how it is. Even though you at the same time you don't, it's like the subtweets are the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
and this is why we have drafts because honestly, like the amount of times I want to subtweet people, but then I'm like, oh, actually, I don't care. Do you know what's funny? Is I actually tweeted something the other day that I think relates to this in a way. It says, let me see where I find it. I don't tweet. I do sort of tweet. Where is it?
I sometimes subtweet.
And a few friends retweeted it because they thought it made sense. Where is it? Okay. How to remove negative people from your life. Stop giving a shit about them. Honestly, it's easy. Now you're starting your day better. And that is exactly why I don't subtweet.
It's so hard to not give a shit about people.
Honestly, I've been doing it a lot recently. Like, I've been doing it a lot because I noticed that I was always a negative person that used to, like, kind of, like, go, oh, this person, blah, blah. And then when I realised that I don't care, like, that's the reason, I don't care. I've actually had a great time.
I love that. I love that.
It's so fun to watch from a distance and just watch things explode and then just be, like, you know, sipping my tea. Like,
oh, my God, brilliant.
Yeah.
Jamie's got a subtweet that says, not too sure what this was about. And then the subtweet is, I don't know how many... And then that's it.
I don't know how many. There could be so many things for this. What do you want to suggest?
I just wish I knew.
I don't know how many
oranges I could fit in my mouth.
Probably one, yeah. If that.
Maybe not even one.
If it's a proper orange, not like a, what are the smaller ones?
Like a tangerine, clementine, satsuma. Yeah. What is the difference?
I could probably put three in my mouth if it was a clementine, maybe four.
I could probably maybe do two, one in each cheek.
I have a huge mouth.
Okay, I don't know how many more times I have to subtweet before they notice me. Maybe that's what it was going
to
say.
I don't know how many times I need to write a number one single. That's the hope at the moment. I don't know how many times I need to write a song before it makes the charts. That's my number one at the moment.
Guys, when it's available, pre-order Bethan's
Thank
music.
You. God knows how long that's going to be.
Soon.
Soon. One soon. Point soon.
The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar Radio.
I have with me my dear friend Callum McSwiggan.
Hello, woo! Hannah.
Yay!
And special guest from Germany, Jerry's a German.
Jerry's Hi. A German.
That's what we're going to call you, Jerry's a German.
I'm okay with that.
Good. How are you, lads?
Very old lads. Getting masked in the studio already.
How are we going? How's it going, lads? Yeah.
Feeling good. Yeah? Feeling really good.
This is going to be a weird show for me because neither of you drink alcohol.
I'm sorry, Hannah Whitten.
I'm
sorry
to let
you down.
This is
going to
be the first Hannah Whitten FUBAR radio show sober.
But as you always say, we're in the spirit of drunk
today.
We're
in the spirit of drunk. Okay, so boys, there's a way that we initiate guests onto this show.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you excited? So one of the games that we play is related to Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
What we do for each guest is we find out what their name means.
Oh, okay.
On Urban Dictionary. Okay.
I'm into this.
Who wants to go first?
Me. Give it to me.
Okay.
Right. Callum. With one L. With one L.
One L, yeah.
You gotta
That's
get
so
it
confusing.
Right.
I always think
okay.
it's two
Callum. L's. Top definition. Hot, snazzy, fit, lovely, fucking ace, wonderful.
Yeah, that sounds accurate as hell.
Did you write this?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
A person with a lovely character, a huge heart, and a very large eye. Almost thought that said
that too.
Oh my god. A very large number of friends. He is very talented and is loved by all. He's very good at acting and is
now,
it's well wicked, yo.
I mean, all of that is accurate except for the acting bit.
Acting.
Like, have you ever seen me act, Hannah Whitten?
I don't think so.
It is abysmal. Abysmal. But the rest was spot on. I mean,
spot
that person
on.
Knows me.
Especially the is well wicked, yo.
Yeah, I'm well wicked, yo. Down
and then
with the kids.
The examples is, yo, you see that Callum? I well love him. And then he's a total Callum. He's perfect. That guy's so good at drama. Almost as good as Callum. Nah.
Incredible.
These are my favourite. Okay, Jerry, you're
I'm so
turn.
Excited.
I bet Jerry's is filthy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a ship name for two members of the band Little Mix, Perry Edwards and Jade Thirlwall, often used by fans or mixers.
I don't feel special.
What about, we do your full name. Can we use your real name?
No.
No?
But you can scroll
Z German is his full name.
Maybe that.
Yeah, do we just search Jerry Z German? Oh, that's the only... Oh,
spell it with a Y. Spell
with
it with
a
Y.
Yeah, that's better.
Do it
Maybe
with a
spell
y.
it with a Y?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not how you spell your name. Oh, my God! Jerry, a sexy beast, good with the ladies, and with an 8-inch wang.
What? See, sizeable. I knew it would comment on the size of his willy.
You knew it. Yeah. Oh, my God. 8-inch wang.
8-inch wang. Can we see?
Oh my, Callum! You're
sorry,
so, you're
sorry.
Such a pervert.
I don't mean to be. I just get carried away, get excited.
Sure. Oh my days. So Jerry and I were both like late, but, which is very German of you.
Yeah, that's not German at all.
Exactly. I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
But I was late because there was an absolute drama on my bus. There was like the bus was full and the driver wasn't letting anyone on, and then he pulls up to let some people off, and then people try and get on with the exit doors, and he like throws a huge fuss, and then everyone gets off, and there's one guy who's just like stubborn, and it's just like, no, I'm staying on this bus, but he's like really polite, but then they're just both of them just the driver
Battle of wills.
And that yeah, it was just two stubborn souls battling out, and then other people on the bus like got involved, just being like, look. We all just want to go. And they just like stood there like still for ages.
I think I sided with the bus driver there though.
I did. Yeah. I was just like,
just get
mate,
off, mate.
Just get off.
Just get off.
Like it's his bus. That he can do what he wants with the bus. You need him more than he needs you. But that bothered me. Why were you late, Jerry?
I had a crazy Uber driver. Yeah, very crazy. And he just yelled at me at the telephone.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you? How many stars did you give him?
4.
What?
Why? What are you doing? Uber amateur. Do you not have Uber in Germany?
No.
No, they don't. Even though it's like it's a German word.
It's a German word. What are you doing?
It's a German word.
Uber.
Uber. Is that not a German word?
Das ist sehr Uber.
What? In English, we think that Uber is like a German word.
Well, that is a German word, which is called Uber, which means just like over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with a little umlauts.
Yeah, yeah. Umlauts. With a little dots.
Yeah, umlauts, yeah.
And it's forbidden in Germany.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Forbidden.
No, but there was Uber in Berlin.
Yeah, that's
but Berlin's not Germany.
I told you that. Berlin is not Germany.
No.
Berlin is just
it's a weird and wonderful place. So, Jerry, what's Germany like?
Germany is very hot. Very hot. And a very...
I went there in December. It was cold.
Yeah, Germany's not hot. That's just a lie.
In summer, it's so hot. I hate Germany for being hot. Yeah, it is. And in winter, we have a lot of Christmas markets. But you call them German markets.
We've stolen them and we have German markets.
German Christmas markets.
Yeah. That's strange. That's so strange. And we just eat schnitzel all the day. Schnitzel and sausages.
I could have predicted that.
Yeah, I love schnitzel.
Yeah. What is schnitzel?
It's like pounded flat pork in breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I made some of that once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was on HelloFresh. not sponsored yet. But they tweeted me and asked me to DM them my email address, and I sent them my email address, and they've not emailed me, and I'm really sad because I want HelloFresh to sponsor me because I already love them. Like, I already love them so much.
Just start saying everything's sponsored by them until it actually is.
Yeah. Or like Bo Burnham in Make Happy, where it's the Flamin' Hot Cheetos bit, and he's just... No.
Not a clue what you're talking about. Sorry.
So I showed Jerry Bo Burnham Make Happy. I gave him like the Bo Burnham education, and then we watched Make Happy again last night. And I think if I cry again in this radio show, like I won't be able to blame it on alcohol.
You're going
to
cry. Why are you
crying? It's so sad. It's so sad.
It's really, Make Happy is like a really sad show.
Yeah.
But I cried on the show because Dodie said that Bo Burnham DM'd her.
And you cried. Hannah, you cry at everything.
This is true. I am a bit of a crier.
Yeah.
Did you see me? No, you weren't there.
Remember when we went to Wicked and like, I'm not, look, okay, like in For Good, it's sad, but Hannah was just crying through the whole thing. It's like, why are you crying, Hannah? Their friendship is just so beautiful.
That is not an exaggeration. Like, I was sobbing. Fully. Oh my God, just thinking about it.
Don't cry. Oh, don't okay. Cry, the objective is to make Hannah Witten cry.
Is that the mission? Is that going to be like a theme that goes through every show now?
Yeah,
it's just
course,
like,
yes.
Try and make Hannah emotional.
You should just make that a section in the show. Hannah Witten's tears.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, Hannah, Hannah.
Oh, why? Is this going somewhere that we don't want it to go?
I only ever cry over boys. Last time I cried was over a boy, I think. I always cry over boys.
The last time I cried was over stress.
Okay.
Really? Just like you've just had enough?
Yeah, it was. But the time before that was a boy.
My story's a little bit lame. I cried watching Finding Dory.
I cried watching that!
I was so sad!
I didn't even cry! I don't understand where my time to cry.
I was sobbing the whole way through Finding Dory.
Have you seen Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Why
aren't you crying within any Pixar film? If you're not crying within the first 5 minutes, then you're
not a
robot.
A human.
I don't understand where the sad part is in Finding Dory.
The whole movie is so sad.
Where
she loses her family.
Yes.
And then, like, you're crying happy tears when, spoiler alert, she gets reunited with her family.
Yeah.
I guess I'm an emotionless husk.
So this is the fun game where I make my guests go into their Twitter drafts and read them out for the world to hear.
This is a frightening game. Like,
when I told Callum what it was, his face dropped.
There's a reason they're drafts. There's a reason they don't get published.
If you guys listening have any Twitter drafts that you are willing to share, you can share them publicly by tweeting at FUBAR Radio and we'll read them out. Or if you don't actually want to, you know, tweet them publicly, then you can email them hannah@fubarradio.com. Right. Who wants to go first, boys?
Oh.
I think Callum has to go first.
Oh, okay.
Have you got
okay.
one?
I've got a lot. I'm looking for a good one.
I feel like I just need to admit that I don't have any new Twitter drafts this week. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm very lucky because my phone is new, so I just have like 3 Twitter drafts. But and two of them are just about you.
Wait, what? tweeting about me in German the last few days, and always just Snapchatting in German, and I'm just there like, what's he saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, you ready, Carol?
Yeah.
You forgot one?
Yeah, okay. I've got one. When I walk into the room naked and jump in your lap and start licking your face, apparently I'm disturbed. But when the dog does it, it's cute as hell.
Why didn't that get tweeted?
That's great. It was too long.
That's great.
It was too long.
Oh, it was too long. I'm an expert at getting it into 140
I know.
Characters.
I think I saved it as a draft. I was like, oh, that's good. I'll shorten that down later.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you do.
I'm deleting. No, it's still. Oh, save draft. Save draft. We're good.
Save
We're good.
It.
We're good.
I think the people need that.
There's a lot of like political stuff and like feminism and stuff. Like this one here. Like, stop comparing women by their beauty standards. Stop comparing women by their achievements. Stop comparing women.
Wow, you were angry that day.
I was angry that day, and I was like, no, Callum, calm down. If you still want to tweet that in an hour, you can go ahead. But right now, you need to sit down.
That's amazing that you managed to control yourself like that.
Yeah, I do. If it's ever political or like a bit contentious or a bit emotionally driven, I always like give myself a minute.
Wow, I don't.
You're just like, send.
I'm so impulsive.
I'm always getting myself into trouble on Twitter, though.
But like, so I don't have any tweet drafts, but there was a bit of a saga that I had on Twitter this morning because I impulsively, without, you know, driven by emotions and didn't, I should have slept on it. I should have just given it an hour like you smart, wise man. but I didn't. I texted someone and then I tweeted being like, I did that thing where you send an impulsive text and now they've seen it, but haven't replied and you regret everything. And then it just kept going and it was like, it was a needlessly dramatic text too. I hate past me. She's an idiot. And then it's like, whoops, sorry, that text was really specific to our situation, was actually meant for somebody else. And then someone said that I should just tell them I was drunk. And I was like, it's 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. And then...
You were filming an early drunk advice.
Oh, why did you say that? Yeah, that's a good excuse.
Yeah, just 10 a.m. drunk advice filming. Or I'm like still drunk from the night before. And then someone...
You're one of the only people in the world who can say, I'm drunk, but it was for work.
It was for work. Yeah, man. Absolutely. I love that. And then someone said to me, just stand up for what you said. Obviously, it must be something that was bugging you. Hope all goes well.
Aww.
And then I replied to them just being like, okay, yeah, you're right. Now I will patiently wait. And I patiently waited and then I got my reply and we had it out and it actually worked.
Oh, good.
So the impulsive text worked.
But did you do the thing where you sit there and you've written the message and you sit there with your finger over it debating whether or not you should hit send?
Yeah, I just hit send.
And then you just hit send.
Just hit send. Anyway, you got any tweet drafts, Jerry?
Yes, I have.
In German? About me?
Not in German, in English.
Oh, in English.
Yeah, okay.
English.
Okay. At Hannah Witten, be prepared to take the sleepy German, but please take me kindly.
Oh my God!
German tweet, translated.
Oh my God. Okay, so Jerry tweeted before he came to London, just being like, "Oh, I'm going to London and like staying with Hannah Witten. She's kindly letting me stay with her, or something like that." But obviously, it's in German, and so on Twitter, it's like you can translate it. Like it's Bing that translates it. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on it to translate, and it said like, "She is taking me kindly." And I was like, "What? Oh dear." Any more good ones? Anyone?
I don't know if I've got any other good ones.
I have one, but I can't remember if I already read it out. That's the thing. Because it just says, where the hell is my period? So close to using my emergency pregnancy test, but there's also no chance of that. But I've got my period now, so it's fine.
So you're fine. You're fine. All good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations,
Thank
Hannah
you.
Witten.
Oh.
You know, I'm just so proud of you.
Oh,
it's
so
like
emotional.
Perioding for the first time, or like the first time in like
seven
10 years. 7 years.
Yeah.
All right, diehard Hannah Witten fan.
He's really concerned about me.
No, just a concern about your period.
I was just laughing at her. Different
what?
Kinds of friendship.
You wanted me to send you pictures.
I did. I wanted pictures of your bloody underwear. I just wanted to feel involved. I was curious.
I'll send you a picture of my bloody underwear one day.
Yeah, I feel like all men should learn. I feel like that's a good learning experience.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't really look that gross.
No, I bet it looks lovely.
I know.
Especially if it's just like first day and you catch it.
You're like a little red flower.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That could be German.
You're going to write a poem about periods
about
now.
Sounds like something Jerry would do.
Got any more tweet drafts, Jerry? Come on.
I've got one here.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It's not that good.
Aww.
It just says, in quotation marks, "Oh, so you're a social media influencer. What kind of issues do you talk about?" And then it's just a picture of one of my tweets where it just says, are these dogs or marshmallows?
Wait, no, but is that one, those pictures where they have, like, animals and things next to each other and it's like...
No, look, these look... They look like marshmallows, Hannah Witten.
But
look,
are they dogs?
Look, look.
Aww.
I want to see it.
Little marshmallow dog. Guys, you don't hit tweet, you little fuck.
Oh, hit tweet! Hit tweet! Tweet it! Oh, tweet it!
That's cute. No, I don't want to be rude.
Oh, good boy. Good German boy.
Good German boy! Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Okay, you got another one?
Yeah, it's boring, but it's German, so you have to guess it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Wieso trage ich in letzter Zeit an Drehtagen immer dieselben Sachen?
Cool.
Yeah,
like, what happened?
I can see why you didn't tweet
okay,
that.
Okay, actually, why it didn't get tweeted?
Just, like, very boring. And it's about clothes.
You were so lazy.
Yeah, I wear the same clothes. Like, yeah!
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.